BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024 contender Barbara Bonda, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-10-15T05-33-33.447Z, description colon BBC Sport profiles Orlando Pride and Zambia forward Barbara Bonda, one of five nominees for the BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024 award, Women's Footballer of the Year contender Bonda, this video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption, BBC Women's Footballer of the Year 2024, Barbara Bonda profile, published, October 15, 2024, age, 24 position, forward teams, Orlando Pride and Zambia. Barbara Bonda was already a global superstar after the Tokyo Olympics in 2021 and the 2023 World Cup, but her profile hit new heights when Orlando Pride paid Chinese club Shanghai Shengli $740,000, £581,000, to gain her signature in March. The second most expensive women's signing in history, behind her Zambia teammate Rachel Kundinenji, Bonda has lived up to that price tag so far in the NWSL, America's top league. Despite joining Orlando Pride late on in the NWSL regular season, the clinical striker has netted 13 goals and sits second in the league's top scoring chart. Already the first female player to score successive hat-tricks at the Olympic Games, having done so in 2021, Bonda once again dazzled on the Olympic stage this summer. The Zambia captain scored 4 goals at Paris 2024, including a first-half hat-trick against Australia, to become Africa's all-time top scorer, male or female, in Olympic football history with 10 goals. Bonda, in her own words, "How did it feel playing at the Olympics and scoring a hat-trick? Putting on my Zambian shirt, it's very important for me. When we qualified to the Olympics, that was so exciting, for the second time. And I managed to score another hat-trick. It was a great moment for me. What's it like playing with Marta for Orlando Pride? Honestly, even when I was growing up, I've been looking up to Marta and it's a dream come true to associate with her, to be together with her. She always encourages me. She is a legend and she's a very good person with the way we interact, the way she took me as a younger sister, it's very awesome. Did the transfer fee paid by Orlando Pride add pressure? Honestly to me, about the transfer fee, that didn't even get to me. But what I wanted was to get here and get started with the work because I felt like I needed something to challenge myself in a new country." Image source, Getty Images, why set up a foundation in Zambia? I came up with an idea of setting up my foundation because, where I come from, it's a community where we have a lot of talent and we have a lot of girls and boys that have got nothing to do, like they're just being in the street. I have a passion for my community because I know where I'm coming from. I need to empower those girls and boys. I don't feel good seeing someone just being around in the street when I have something little to share with them. So I came up with that idea. To bring those boys and girls together. How would she like to be remembered? I think I want to be the greatest footballer in the world, so I want to make that name so that everyone can read about me and say, okay, we had Barbara Bonda. The most informed striker in world football, United States head coach Emma Hayes said, Bonda is the most informed striker in world football. Orlando Pride head coach Seb Hines said, with Barbara in particular, we knew what we were getting a goal scorer. We got a player who has an eye for a goal and puts herself in really good positions for goals. She finds a way, and it's brilliant to see. Last season's achievements, image source, Getty Images, what else should you know? Bonda competed in 5 professional boxing bouts and won all 5 before changing her focus to football. Cristiano Ronaldo is her idol. She scored Zambia's second ever World Cup goal, which was also the 1,000th goal in Women's World Cup history. She is nominated for the 2024 Ballon d'Or, Zambia's first nomination. Sorry, this vote cannot be loaded. In order to vote you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Related topics, football, women's football, top stories, live. T20 World Cup, Australia rebuild against South Africa in first semi-final, England on brink after poor start to Multan chase, published 2 hours ago. How did Tuchel's England appointment happen so quickly and quietly, published 8 hours ago. Elsewhere on the BBC, discovering how the cold has shaped our planet, Helen Chersky takes us on a spectacular journey to the extremes of the temperature scale. What's the fairest voting system? 2024 is the biggest election year in history, but which voting system is the fairest? Military drama starring Lacey Turner and Michelle Keegan, a female medic joins a tight-knit army unit as they fight for survival and face the unthinkable, a pioneering TV news service. Norway's TV BRA has a unique national news show presented by reporters who have learning disabilities or are autistic. Elsewhere in sport, how did Tuchel's England appointment happen so quickly and quietly? From Hart OP to England return, how Isiqui fought back. From Accrington Stanley to England number 2, who is all-round good egg Barry, what does Norris need to do to beat Vertappen, why the short contract? How will he play? Tuchel's England move explained, eliminated England aren't fit enough, Hartley, Tuchel, a sacrifice of principle or best man for England job, vote now for your BBC Women's Footballer of the Year, all too familiar as England crumble when it matters most. Is there a danger of F1 becoming the best rich drivers? Meet the nominees for BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Video: meet the nominees for BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Harris Superman touchdown leads best plays of NFL Week 6. Video: Harris Superman touchdown leads best plays of NFL Week 6. I joked I'd give him £500 if he scored, but did Trent experiment work? Shaw scores twice as Man City go top of WSL. Video: Shaw scores twice as Man City go top of WSL. Cheptegei breaks marathon world record. Video: Cheptegei breaks marathon world record. Are quadruple winning Wigan now the greatest? Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, video, live. Terms of use: about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, get personalized newsletters, why you can trust the BBC, advertise with us. Copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____= window __initial_data_data_global_global_navigation country="land```global```navigation………props………country```it```commercial```commercia